What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, looky here. It's 614. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF on a Tuesday morning, the 4th of August. How's everyone?
Very well.
Yes.
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
How about you, Dave?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for asking, Lise.
I was worried when I first came in and I said hi to Dave because it just didn't seem, I was worried.
Does he ever seem anything but the way he's always the same?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I don't say hi to him.
No, never.
Me and him have an agreement. We know.
You guys.
He doesn't need
each other when we get here.
Yeah, coffee in the studio.
Yeah. No, I'm just busy. He's got stuff to do.
And
I'm looking at the clock. When I see you come in, I realize, oh my God, I have less than half an hour.
Time to get the stuff in gear.
Yeah, I do.
No, like I was worried. I didn't know how it was going to go.
I'll walk by Dave's office and not even look at him in there.
No, I don't even look.
Yeah.
I just know he's busy.
I'm like,
doing
he's
his
doing
thing.
Dave stuff.
In doing there. His, yeah, doing his Dave thing.
Dave will have like a waterfall going and like headphones on and he's in his zen place. I say hi because I want him to know I'm here.
Yeah, right. No, and I like that because that I do worry.
I'm taking a load off.
I don't think you can walk by someone and not say hi or bye.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think so
thing.
Either.
You have to.
Even when they're even the when one of the most like annoying them. People.
Yeah.
You will like, you were like that the other day. We were like, Chuck!
Bye, so-and-so. Bye, so-and-so. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, every office.
Bye, man, I don't talk to.
Yeah.
Bye, loser.
Yep.
Yeah, you say.
So true.
You talk to all of them.
Oh, God, what's wrong with me?
I don't feel that pressure.
I do. That's awful.
Yeah. I've stopped. I've let go of it, and I just walk away now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's good. It is a good thing to, you know, you talk to the people you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the people, why waste your time on people that you don't like?
I guess, you know why? Because I figure that people know, see a man just means see a man. Like, not... Right. Hey, did you hear about the new... No. Jeez, yeah. what have I done? That is what happens.
I will give just a simple nod. Yeah. Like a... Not even a talk, not a wave, just a...
If I come face-to-face with you, I will say hello or goodbye.
Yeah, but on any angle, she is... She's gone.
What does it say on your shirt there, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
Let us turn up...
The beat.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is she have like a grocery list on her shirt? It says lettuce and turnip is turnip. All I could see.
The beat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a vegetarian play on words.
Yes, it is.
Chuck's like, it's not as cool as I thought it was or something like that.
I was like, hey, what's it? Because all I could see was like a little bit of letters. I go, hey, what's your shirt say? She goes, it says lettuce. Turn up the beat. B-E-E-T, yeah. And I was like, oh. And then she said, yeah, it's my second shirt that I have about lettuce.
It's your second lettuce shirt?
It's her second lettuce shirt.
You can't just have one.
No.
Okay.
And I told her I'd keep my eyes open for any other lettuce.
She's on a lettuce shirt
apparel. She
That's
has
so
another
weird.
One where it says, I think she wore it before.
Lisa's not like the punster shirt kind of person.
No, but
I kind of am now a little bit.
Yeah,
sometimes.
She likes it for some reason. The other lettuce shirt says what, Lisa?
Eat your lettuce and be sad.
Yes. Eat your lettuce and be sad.
Which I wore around my nutritionist. So.
Yeah.
Let us turn up the beat.
I saw Lisa's shirt and I agreed with it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah,
let us. Let us turn it up.
Let us turn up that beat.
Oh, that's really weird, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the weirdness comes out.
But now,
it's
like, now we know, though, if we see a shirt about salad or lettuce,
we
almost have to get it.
I'm Googling lettuce t-shirts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's lettucefunk.com.
What?
What?
Oh, my God. It's
Look
all about
at
lettuce.
Hot lettuce.
You could wear
I'm allergic
a
to lettuce.
Romaine.
Lettuce, the taste of sadness.
Why is
Real
there so many
men eat iceberg lettuce? Lettuce keep rocking. Lettuce eat steak.
Oh, there's lettuce.
Lettuce turn up the beat.
There's your shirt. Yep, there it is.
There's a whole slew of lettuce t-shirts. And this one, I love the devil's lettuce, which is weed.
Yeah, devil's lettuce.
That is weed.
Oh, bacon, lettuce, tomato. She could get that one.
God's sea lettuce. Yeah, there's all sorts.
Lots.
There's literally hundreds of lettuce t-shirts available for sale.
Wow.
Who knew?
Lisa Wade
knew. A whole collection. Lettuce shirts.
That's a really strange kick, but okay.
I think it's great that you got to a point where you're like, you know what? It is time for a second lettuce shirt.
I have one that I love.
Yeah. I've been wearing the first lettuce shirt out.
Time to get another one.
Yep.
Well, look for Lisa and her lettuce shirts in a neighborhood near you.
I'm telling you.
We're going to get to our first check of Riff News in just a second here. Are cops cracking down on people who scream out effer right in the P word?
Oh, yeah.
During live TV reports. We'll tell you about that. What was a woman drinking that caused her to go blind? A study figures out why women, like Lisa, are always cold at the office. Why is it? And how many people have moved to avoid an ex? We'll get to that. Celebrity dirt from the Riff Files and idiot criminal of the day. Our first check of Riff News coming up.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time right now for a check of Riff News. This time brought to you by Detroit Medical Center, DMC, Huron Valley Sinai Hospital, where the current wait time to be seen by a doctor in the ER is 11 minutes. Visit DMC.org for wait times at all DMC emergency rooms. DMC, Huron Valley Sinai, home of the 29-minute ER guarantee at Commerce and Commerce in Commerce. Well, the lights are back on after a power outage downtown created a scary situation at several places, including the Renaissance Center. Fox 2 is covering the story. Take a listen.
It couldn't have happened soon enough. Detroit firefighters rescued this woman who was stuck inside an elevator for nearly 2 hours. She was overheated and suffering from chest pains and anxiety. EMS came to her aid and rushed her to the hospital.
You okay?
The power went out in the Renaissance Center skyscrapers on East Jefferson Monday afternoon. Fire officials say around 80 people were trapped in elevators and dozens more unable to walk down multiple flights of stairs due to health problems.
Quarter after four, everything just poof, went off. Elevators didn't work. They announced the freight elevators were going to work, but they didn't.
Mess came up and just put us on the rolling chairs and we came down. We're fine.
I kept calling security to ask.
Okay, hold on. These are just bigger ladies that they put on rolling chairs?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it like, how did they get them down?
Is a rolling chair a wheelchair?
And they had to just get them down because they were too big to go down the stairs themselves?
Yes.
Oh, man. Then don't talk to the news.
No.
No, and I was just like, well, no wonder the elevators are all broken.
Asked them if they forgot about me. They hadn't. So then the fire rescue all came and they put me in a gurney type chair and brought me down the stairs.
DTE says.
So the firefighters had to carry these bigger ladies down the stairs.
Yeah, they did. And can I just say this? If there's a tragedy or anything here, none of us, okay, none of us go on to TV, okay?
Oh, no. Never.
None of us.
What do you mean?
You look so bad on TV after tragedy.
Hot tragedy, like, no.
Like, have you seen the hair tragedy? You know, like, if we had a tragedy here and then they were like, Andy Green, what do you think? Your hair would be out.
It would be insane.
It'd be...
Or a wet
I'm like, I'm
drippy.
So glad those guys carried me down those stairs, because...
You know.
I have a lot of trouble with stairs.
Oh, that's the worst. So as a firefighter... You're trapped in these hot stairwells, and you got to carry just biggins down the stairs.
And the news crew, they got
Who
there.
Who can't walk downstairs? They're not walking up.
I think that lady looked a little older. Didn't she look a little older?
Well, the one did.
The last one did. The other two didn't.
Yeah. No.
Just out of shape.
Just big.
The outage was caused by a transformer that blew at a nearby substation. It impacted about 800 customers in the immediate downtown area. If possible, people were asked to evacuate the Rensen Towers. Patrons at Andiamo sat and waited in the dark. The manager says there were no backup generators.
It's going to be a chaos right now because the hotel's at 90%, and we're expecting to be a really busy night here. We have so many things going on. As you can see, we just have a big party trying to come in a half hour for 150 people.
Many people who were affected by the power outage were from out of town.
From St. Mary's, Georgia.
Well, welcome to Detroit.
Absolutely.
But like the Brantleys, whose biggest problem was just trying to recharge their cell phones, they tried to make the best of it.
Came back home. But now we're in adventure mode, so we've got a backpack packed and we're going out to dinner.
They were never heard of again. Adam on the Riff Lines, you know what a rolling chair is. Is that right?
Yeah. It's basically a chair with about 6 to 8 sets of wheels on it that mechanically takes each step. And it's got a set of brake handles. A grown man could easily take 400 pounds down a set of stairs by himself.
Oh, so it takes the work out of lifting people down the stairs. Is that right?
Exactly. It steps, each step safely. You see them, they're actually like built right into the wall at the Rensen. There's a panel you open up, and there's 2 or 3 chairs on each floor above the 5th floor. It's just a safe way to take somebody out from, like, a wheelchair.
Right. So, like, someone who, like, can't move.
Yeah, if you have a disabled person, or in this case,
exactly.
Biggins.
It's just so sad.
I don't think they were thinking about the Biggins.
Yeah.
I think they were thinking about wheelchair-bound people. Yeah.
Well, of course that's what.
Welcome to America.
Now it is the Biggin chair.
Yeah.
The Biggin chair.
Yeah.
Quick, we need 4 Biggin chairs.
They did. All right, Adam, thanks for that, man. Have a good day.
Yeah.
See ya. Ladder 48, we got a whole floor of Chubbs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get your back ready.
We're out of Biggin chairs. And do they just send these Biggin chairs down? Like the Biggin chair?
They just do it all.
No, okay,
one man has to be with them, as he said.
Oh,
like
okay.
One guy can easily push like up to 400 pounds on one of those things because you just guide it basically.
Yeah.
You got to operate that brake or else those ladies will pick up some speed.
Yeah, the Biggin.
I just go flying down. We lost another Biggin today at the Rensen. This isn't good. This dude who is works as Santa Claus and a clown.
Oh, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be good, Dave.
What did he do?
Well, at first I thought he was robbed, but it turns out he did the robbing. He was robbed.
Oh, okay.
So that's not as bad as first suspected. Okay. A 25-year-old Redford Township man has been charged with breaking into his neighbor's home. Conrad Darius Monroe was arraigned on home invasion charges. He's accused of breaking into a 79-year-old man's home. This 79-year-old works as a clown and Santa Claus. When he realized he was being robbed, he grabbed his shotgun. He said, "I was going to shoot his ass." When he was coming at me, I was coming at him with the gun. He grabbed the bike and threw it at me, and I closed the door, and it tore everything up. Lucky I did that, because it probably would have killed me. The suspect left the house without taking anything else. There's his mugshot.
I don't break into a clown slash...
I don't.
If you know that, you have that information going in, you stay away.
Number one, because the clown is ready to kill you. He's been waiting to kill someone. Okay.
He's armed.
Yeah. He's waiting.
Yeah.
Number two, what does the clown Santa Claus guy have that I'm going to take?
Probably not a lot of worldly
possessions. You got a lot.
How much you making as a clown Santa Claus?
You know, like I'd have to be destitute to be a Santa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To put up with that madness, I'd have to have not a lot going on. Oh, boy. That's him?
There he is.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Local 4 has a report on it. Let's take a listen
to this. And don't mess with this guy. This 79-year-old man wasn't going to let a home invader get away without a fight.
And I was right.
It tops our news tonight at 5. A robber in Redford thought it was Christmas in July when he got his hands on a TV during a home invasion.
Yeah, he was wrong. Moments later, he came face-to-face with a part-time Santa who was also the homeowner, and things turned around pretty quickly. Jason Colthorpe joins us now live. Jason, you caught up with the homeowner today. First of all, is he okay?
He is, Steve. And Ron Henrik doesn't at all look his age of 79 years young. Mm. And in his retirement, he likes to work as a clown and at Christmas time likes to be a Santa Claus.
That's
well,
wrong.
When one of his neighbors busted into his house, this Santa grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun.
No, I was going to shoot his.
Ron Henrik woke up to some noise this morning and found a man stealing his TV. He had his 12-gauge, so the 5'10", 220-pound suspect grabbed his stationary bike.
When he was coming at me, I was coming at him with a gun,
guys.
And he come out and he grabbed that and threw it at me, and I went like this.
Look at that creepy doll.
And it tore up everything. Lucky I did that, because if that would have hit me, it probably would have killed me.
That's when Ron says he took off.
I told the cop, I said, if I would have shot him, it would have been a hell of a mess in here with a 12-gauge.
Ron hasn't had any problems like this in the 30 years he's lived here, but he's a little afraid now because the suspect also tried to get in his garage where he keeps his 1933 Plymouth.
Not bad. It's like a kid for me.
He's owned her for nearly 60 years, and on separate occasions, he claims the passenger seat was once occupied by Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh. She rode it in 1957.
Okay, so he's insane, right? Yeah. Marilyn Monroe and Elvis have ridden in his car, according to this guy.
You never know.
He's nuts. Now he has a big postage stamp of Marilyn Monroe in the passenger seat.
Well, don't you? I know I do.
Come on now.
Oh.
I bet the guy who broke in was like, oh, hell no.
Exactly, this guy.
Oh, what?
He saw the weird doll.
Oh, God, that's a creeping doll. What am I going to take? Well, there's a Panasonic TV.
It, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but he looked like he had the setup of a hotel where they, like, used to wire clamp the remote control to, like, the desk. It looked like he had wire clamps on every, like, so, like, I'll never lose that remote as long as it's attached to this giant wire.
He wired his
remote
down?
I swear to God.
That's weird.
Or the TV that he had was just from a hotel at some point.
Maybe.
That could possibly have been.
It was in Hollywood, California.
And he has a warning if his neighbor comes back for this beauty.
If he does, he's a dead man. I'll get him. He won't go in jail no more. But I'll make sure I get him. Because that's my pride right there.
So that's what he was after.
That neighbor remains in jail, and police were able to quickly connect him to another breaking and entering on the same street where he also took a TV. He should be arraigned sometime tomorrow. Needless to say, the neighborhood would sure like him gone.
You know, I'll say this, though. If I'm going to rob anybody, it's not going to be people I know on my street.
Right.
No,
your next door neighbor.
Right.
I think maybe I'll just take a little jaunt a couple blocks over. You know what I mean? And I'll rob them. Like, they're like, dude, you live next to me. You stole his TV, now you stole my TV. Something tells me some drugs are
a factor
here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Probably on both ends there. Creepy Santa clown.
Oh, man.
You never know. Taking a quick break here when we come back in just a moment. More Riff News. Celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. Two big celebrity divorce stories making news today. Which one's real? Which one's just a rumor? Also on the way, idiot criminal of the day. How did a guy flip out when his wife turned him down for sex? Those stories and more when we return here on the Riff.
Dave.
Dude, this girl just put anal beads up my ass.
Chuck the Freak.
I'm looking at Lisa's butthole right now.
Lisa Ways.
Flood it up as long as you can.
Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
Hi there, it is Tuesday the 4th of August, and it's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. We've got more Riff news, celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, and our idiot criminal of the day coming up. As Lisa does traffic, I figured this would probably make her happier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to go make my coffee, and Lisa's always makes her coffee before me. I pop it open. She's drinking Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up Coffee.
Lisa, what's happening?
I don't know.
Did you start smoking weed this weekend? Or you got Let Us Turn Up the Beat shirts, and you got Bob Marley coffee.
Bob Marley coffee?
Yeah, I turned into a hippie over the weekend.
Did your friend make her anything at the backyard?
He did. He's been hanging with my friend, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something must have happened.
He gave me some cookies out of his cookie bucket.
He did have a cookie bucket. He tried to give it to me.
Yeah,
I tried to give it to all of
us. Watching Chuck explain, he's like, dude, I appreciate it, but they're lost on me, man. Yeah. I'm not going to take them and freak out all weekend. I live a life.
Yeah.
Maybe Lisa did. Who knows?
Yeah. Lisa got into
Bob Marley coffee this morning.
But it didn't change my whole life.
You know what it is? We just talked about it, though. We just talked about Bob Marley tea, right? Because they were here.
Yeah, Drake Marley was here at our backyard barbecue on Friday.
This is what's happened. Lisa was like, Yeah, mom. And so she's gone right there down that.
I guess she did.
Glad we found a comfortable balance.
64 outside.
Just it's so good that we figured out.
The thing is, like, outside it's like 62 degrees. In here it's like 76.
Mm-hmm. I declare the room is like a dragon's mouth.
I do declare.
I get all foghorn leghorn with it.
I do say my balls are sweating.
Listen, the air is thick.
Oh, well, the truth is out.
Lovely in here right now. Just, I love working with you guys. Obviously, we found something amazing that we can get. Dave is fanning himself like an Egyptian slave.
I'm pouring a bottle of water over my head.
Oh, I'm glad we talked about it.
Yeah, no, it's out there now. It's out there. Time for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files as we sweat to death here in the studio. Business Insider. You know, remember we heard all that crap about Jared from Subway?
Yes.
They were investigating him. And then I had thought that, okay, everything was clear. They didn't find anything. Too. But this just came out to former Subway spokesman Jared Fogel. And a former female Subway franchisee apparently were involved in a relationship. The problem is she was a 16-year-old girl and claims he paid for sex with her.
$100.
The woman with whom Fogel was having a sexual relationship says she shared the text messages with Subway management after becoming uncomfortable with his behavior. No action was taken. Subway says there's no record of the woman's complaint. An affidavit containing the text message was reportedly subpoenaed by the FBI. In her messages, he reportedly asked the woman to advertise herself on Craigslist for sex with other men. He asks her if he can watch and tells her she can make about $500 a pop. And then he also asked her to introduce him to her cousin, who at the time was underage and allegedly had sex with her as well.
Yeah, he came out in one of these texts and like the girl was like, oh, is that where you met that other girl that you paid?
Yeah, is this the same website you found that 16-year-old girl that you effed? I still can't believe you only paid $100 for her. And he responded, it was amazing.
Ugh.
Yep.
Gross.
Now, I guess he could have been joking, a really bad joke, but that's why they wanted all of his texts. They want to see everything. But you can say that what shocked me was that this guy's worth around $15 to $20 million is how much money that this guy's made.
Which is
as
ridiculous.
The spokesperson for Subway.
Right. Yeah.
That campaign went way too long.
It did. It went long and then he gained a bunch of weight back. And then they made him lose a bunch of weight again, and then it was back on. But we could tell that guy was just a tool.
Yeah,
but you've also got to say it worked for them, and I'm sure it contributed to their success. Like, how much money did they make because of that campaign? Mm-hmm. People thinking they'd be the next Jared, right?
They became, at the time, I think at the time when Jared was around, they were like number three. They might be like number two now.
I think in the beginning it helped. I mean, how long was he doing that for? A lot of years, right?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I just think it went too long. Mm-hmm. And his weirdness came out, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the trouble, I guess, with like tying yourself to someone
mm-hmm.
where you're like, you can tie yourself to someone for a certain amount of time, but then, you know, all of a sudden this guy who didn't have money, then all of a sudden he's got $15 million and he doesn't have the most self-esteem, I guess, in the world, even though you would have thought he did with his attitude.
He seemed like it when we met him.
Oh, he had an ego, mm-hmm. that's for sure. Yeah. Who knew if he had self-esteem? He definitely had an ego.
Yeah.
All right, two celebrity couples making news about getting divorced over the weekend. One, legit. One's not. The one that is just a rumor, and this seems to come up every few months, is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Oh, again?
Yeah, all the time.
They're not gonna.
Happened again yesterday. Will went straight to Facebook to set the record straight. He said, under normal circumstances, I don't usually respond to foolishness, but so many people have extended me their deepest condolences. I figured, what the hell? I can be foolish too. So in the interest of redundant, repetitious, over and over againness, Jada and I are not getting a divorce. I promise you all, if I ever decide to divorce my queen, I swear I'll tell you myself. Then Jada tweeted, my king has spoken.
Yeah, he can't. He's not going to divorce her because that would, you know, let the cat out of the bag about all of this gay, alleged gay stuff.
That's been the rumor dogging them for years.
Yeah.
And then the other divorce rumor that turned out to be true, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale are getting divorced.
More gay stuff.
I'm shocked they lasted as long as they did. They've
13
been married
years.
Forever.
13 years they've been married. They announced yesterday, though, that they are divorcing. They issued a statement saying, while the two of us have come to the mutual decision that we will no longer be partners in marriage, we remain partners in parenthood and are committed to jointly raising our three sons in a happy and healthy environment. To that end, we respectfully request privacy from the media during this time. They have three sons. And Gavin is also the father of a British model, but he didn't know about her until 2004.
And I just know that when that stuff came out about that guy that he was apparently with forever,
mm-hmm.
that should have been it right there.
I was surprised that they stayed
together
after that.
Remember we said, we're like, how would you make it through that, right? Like, unless she knew about it beforehand.
Yeah, and unless she's actually cool with it and she had some... Because I do think there are couples like that where the guy's bi and he knows that can't get out there and the girl knows he's bi and she feels comfortable with it somehow. You know, it doesn't... Like, most of us wouldn't be able to handle it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe she's just like, whatever.
Because didn't they confirm he was in a relationship with another dude at some point?
Yeah, that one guy I thought was... It was.
Did they confirm it?
I thought
that's
what it
was. I don't know. It's so long ago now. Mm. Either way, they're divorced.
Yeah.
People are just devastated online.
Really?
I just can't believe it.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I'm happy for Gwen Stefani.
I am, too. I hate Gavin Rossdale.
Me, too.
I hate Bush, and I hate Gavin Rossdale.
Let her free. She's still looks great. And
yeah, she's so hot. Like, this whole time, I've been all like, just let her go, man. Like, for, like, years, I've been like, she's mine.
And he's like, sorry. I'm not going to let her go. She's mine. She is mine.
That's Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
On the wrist.
I'm just really broken up about it.
Gavin, how are you feeling about your divorce,
so
dude?
Super sad.
Really?
Yeah, super duper sad.
You don't seem that upset.
Well, don't let these crocodile tears fool
you. You got a really nice shirt on there, too.
Oh, thank you. You look handsome yourself.
All right. It's a glittery shirt. It's
absolutely
quite shiny.
Yeah. You should see my underpants.
Gavin Rossdale's first post-divorce interview. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks so much, man.
We just got to get back to sucking some stuff over there. I'll be right back.
Stuff. That's weird. You know. I read this and thought, well, this is the stupidest idea ever. And then I realized, well, other things like it have worked. They're going to make a movie about Pez dispensers.
Like me collecting them or?
No, like an animated movie like the Lego movie, but this one about Pez dispensers. Well, Transformers has been turned into a movie, very successful franchise.
Yeah.
The Lego movie did huge box office. They're making another one. Why not Pez dispensers, I guess?
Oh.
I guess.
Well, you know,
sounds dumb, but it
I watch
good work.
I watch a show called Ray Donovan, and in it, there's like a studio executive who's like a coked out dude, and he just had an idea about doing a movie with all the breakfast cereal people, and that's like the same idea as this. And so that's like, just like a make-believe. Like
Fruity Pebbles and Count Chocula.
Yeah,
and
like Count Chocula and like the Trix the Rabbit is like a spy. You know what I mean? Like, and this is just, this isn't a TV show, but I mean, this is what people are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just looking around and they're like, hey, people have been eating Captain Crunch for 30 years, 40 years, 60 years.
Let's make a movie about it.
Yeah.
But Pez dispensers were created 88 years ago in Austria. They're now available in 80 countries. Pez candies are primarily made of sugar. Over 3 billion are eaten every year in the U.S. alone.
Yeah, Stella ate about a million of those about 2 years ago.
They say it's a story that'll touch the hearts of many. The Pez dispenser movie.
God, I think Pez candy's disgusting.
I do too, man. Even as a little kid, like a little fat kid that was open to most candies.
Well, I would eat them. But I would eat them, too. I didn't like them.
I'd eat them and I'd be like, I don't really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have some more.
Yeah, they are. They don't taste like anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
it's just sugar.
Kids love that. You open up that little head and one slides
that's the
out.
Fun part of it.
Yeah.
And then you lose them and you can't find the candy to put in them.
Or you're trying to load them and then they all shoot out at you.
Oh, the worst. The worst. Yeah.
Have you ever actually gotten chills or goosebumps listening to a song or an album? I think most of us can say yes to that, right?
I bawled my eyes out.
One psychologist says some people feel those sensations way more than others to the point where they almost orgasm.
And that has not happened.
A music orgasm.
Oh, my goodness, that was good.
An assistant professor at Connecticut's Wesleyan University says the experience can be so intense, it literally takes over your body. You can't do anything else.
Hmm.
They put together a playlist of the songs that seem to elicit the most orgasms in lab subjects.
Hmm.
It includes Adele, Rufus Wainwright, Celine Dion, Oasis,
Jesus,
Bach, and some Australian chamber vocal ensemble.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like it would do it for me.
No.
That doesn't sound like it would do it for any straight person.
No, I know.
Adele, Rufus Wainwright, Celine Dion, Oasis.
Yeah, I mean, I like Oasis a little bit. But
Wonderwall? Wonderwall ever make you orgasm in
not
your pants,
Chuck? Really, no. No, I honestly, you know, I haven't got a boner from a song yet.
That's such a strange reaction to have.
It is.
Does anyone really have a reaction like that?
Has anyone ever had a song boner?
I mean, because a chill, like a song gives you, it gives me a chill, is much different than that.
Right. Like that, the prayer or whatever song that they play at funerals, it always makes me sad. I guess it does affect me emotionally.
Yeah.
It takes you back to places, you know, it's one of the most devastating songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me...
I do, and I've talked about it, I do have some kind of weird reaction when people sing their ass off. You know, I am that little Asian.
Asia's Got Talent or whatever.
So, I mean, he didn't give me a boner or anything, and I didn't
That's good to know.
Finale.
Could you imagine that was the reaction?
The young Asian man on Asia's Got Talent gave him a boner?
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, he's good.
Trouble. Jesse's on with David Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
Six to the nine. What's up, fellas?
We're doing good, man.
Yeah, I had a comment about the musical orgasms.
Yeah.
Pretty much any Santana you listen to, if you're taking acid, it's going to happen.
Really?
It's just going to happen.
Yeah. You take acid and listen to Santana and you have a music orgasm.
Yes. Mostly from when he performed in Woodstock back when.
All right, man.
Huh.
Thanks for calling in. That's very odd.
Yeah, see, Santana does not do it for me at all.
No. Me either. In fact, the opposite. Boner down.
And I've been on acid and heard it.
You didn't music orgasm?
No.
No.
Good to know.
I guess maybe that's what I'm still looking for, I guess. I'm looking for my that music orgasm.
So, like, there hasn't been a U2 song...
Not that gives me a boner.
But it's definitely made you emotional.
Oh, I love it. cry my eyes out to some of it. But no boners. Thank you, Santana. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't stop. No, you're
it's
not
weird
gonna.
To think that this song is turning someone on to the point of arousal.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I mean, I guess you could see some of, like, Dave's R&B classics maybe turning some people on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt.
I feel like maybe I could have had some association and gotten a boner with, like, videos I watched where there was, like, a hot chick in it.
Yeah.
And then I hear the song, and then my boner's like, well, I know this one!
It starts to play back the video in your head.
Oh, yeah, like that Tawny Kitaen one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's tough to get a boner with, like, Whitesnake singing.
Right.
Yeah, so then it's not the music, it's the visual association that goes along with it.
Oh, yeah, I jerked off to 1,000 music videos back when I was 13.
Thank you, Chuck. Kevin, you're on with David Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
That's all you had.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Hey, I just want to say, System of a Down, their first album, when I heard it, I was just all in my pants. I was like, my God, that voice.
Wow.
The way he screams, it's like, you play darts off that album and just, oh my God, I can't even emphasize enough. My whole leg was wet.
Oh, Jesus, son of Christ.
Good day, Kevin.
I like that album, but I, no.
I love System of a Down.
No,
the first
shooting.
Song we ever played here on the Rift.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No kicked shooting stuff, show. Though, you know?
No, it's never made me
finale. I went to the show. It was a great show. No boners, no wet legs.
Maybe not you. Maybe other people. Though.
It would disturb me to be with someone, like hanging with my buddies, and then all of a sudden I turn and look at Andy's leg.
Like, oh, this is my favorite song.
Dude.
Yes. Don't talk, Chuck. Don't talk. Just watch. Watch and listen.
What is
watch
happening?
Watch and listen.
Okay. Oh man, you look like pale as a ghost.
Give it a minute. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
Got real weird.
If you knew like your one of your beat. Buddies was like gonna get a boner and finale to some song, no, I'm not going to the show.
No. I'm like, let's go to the System of a Down show, but be forewarned.
Yeah?
I will just blow it in my pants.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to pass on that one, man. I'm busy.
That night, huh?
The gayest straight guy alive is with us on the Riff Lines. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Disco Police.
Disco Police. We're talking about music that actually causes people to orgasm.
Yeah. So, I wanted to give you guys some perspective from, the gay straight guy.
Yeah.
It's actually not that uncommon. I don't know anybody who's actually finished because of it, but it's not that uncommon for opera singers to get aroused from whether it's them singing or people near them. It's not that unusual. It's still not normal, but it's not that unusual.
So, opera, there's a lot of opera singers that just pushing themselves so far somehow arouses them.
Well, the reason why is because the way that the technique works in opera, your entire body vibrates when you're doing it correctly.
Well, it's
so and you start feeling that resonation, and well, for some people,
no.
So, all right, man. Thanks Pavarotti. For calling in. So, think of like Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah, you can tell he's got a boner.
Yeah, that's why he's got that towel.
That's not a sweat rag. It's a boner hider.
It's a boner hider.
Boner hider towel.
Another reason not to go to the opera.
I love the guy whose job it is to just turn the pages for these guys. Turn the page. He's got a jizz rag.
Okay, stop.
Seriously.
That's how he does it.
Yeah.
That's his secret.
Apparently it can happen.
I don't know. I just think it would be real odd to be at a show with anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're with a girl, I guess, and it happened, you'd be like,
That would be sweet.
Jesus. But with a dude, not so much.
No.
All right, coming up in just a moment, our idiot criminal of the day. How did a guy flip out when his wife turned him down for sex? I'll tell you about that after Chuck the Freak, Chuck Sports.
Well, Tiger's obviously off yesterday, but it was a pretty good start, I'd say, for Daniel Norris.
Yes.
Over the weekend. That was
exciting.
Fun
to watch.
David Price pitched for Toronto yesterday and was outstanding.
Yeah, of course.
And he said something about the fans. He said that it was the best crowd he's ever pitched in front of, which is kind of like a dagger a little bit. Because I've gone to some Toronto Blue Jay games, and it wasn't that great.
But maybe they were pretty extremely excited.
I think that's what it is. They're
such a high there right now.
Well, because I think it's the first time they've actually gone after people like they actually have some money. So, they were really excited. He ended up winning. Detroit lost sort of a local legend as Mel Farr, the superstar. He died at age 70. He was a running back, of course, for the Lions, but then he had amazing commercials when we were kids on TV. And that's what we remember, you know?
Superstar,
and he cannot fly either. You know, remember? I remember that like clear as day. And so, I guess he died on Monday. It was a sudden death. They said it wasn't expected. So, pretty sad. Lions had their first opening training camp.
Exciting,
except we've already got guys hurt.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of it. That sucks.
Well, yeah, like that. Not a guy who we got to replace Sue. He's got a hurt hamstring, so he's on the unable to, you know, he's got like a non-football related injury. He's on that list, and we don't have a right tackle yet, a starting right tackle, because Waddle is still injured. And
let's get it out of the way now.
Let's hope so. Yeah, they brought in a couple different right tackles, and they brought in some defensive tackles, or at least talked to them.
Matthew Stafford looks like he's lost a bunch of weight.
Has he? Does he really? Yeah. Does it look like Corky?
No, okay. No, he looks pretty slim.
Come on.
Honestly, I saw a picture yesterday. I didn't even realize it was
seen
him.
I haven't seen a picture of him. Well, you mean he's finally taking it seriously? That's what they need. Slim down. Come on.
That's hard to tell without his helmet on if he looks still corkalicious or not.
No, but he looks, really looks like he's lost quite a bit of weight.
Trim.
Well, that's what they need.
So here's open.
Yeah, now he just has to learn how to
watch yourself.
Anyway.
Okay. Let's go Lions.
Yeah, go Lions.
Defend the den.
The idiot criminal of the day.
This guy is nuts and could have killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But you have to be impressed with the passion he still has for his marital sex life.
Okay.
36-year-old Gilberto Garcia of Omaha, Nebraska. He was drunk a couple of weeks ago, and he tried to wake up his wife to have sex with him.
Hello.
But she turned him down, told him to shut up, and went back to sleep.
Oh,
that poor guy. Poor Gilberto. So he responded in the only way he could think of.
Rampage.
Setting their house on fire.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Rampage. Luckily, she woke up when she smelled smoke. She found Gilberto in their closet setting her clothes on fire. Take that, bitch.
Yeah.
So she got their three children out to safety, called 911. Gilberto ran away, but the cops trapped him down.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Pardon me.
What?
That was excellent.
Yeah. The cops tracked him down.
Oh, my God.
2 days later. And they
get him!
The Legion.
They arrested him for first-degree arson. He's now facing up to 50 years in prison.
Wow. Gilberto. That's a lot. That's a
Gilberto
lot of years.
Lost his mind.
I need this ex. If you don't give it to me, I will burn everything to the ground.
You have to know who you're dealing with.
No, you do.
If you are with a loose cannon like that, you just have sex.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Lisa's not going to risk all of her clothes and boots and shoes and purses
over a 35-second joyride.
Yeah, exactly. No. Just get on, for God's sakes.
Wrap it up, Gilberto. Gwyneth Paltrow is now backing away from the term conscious uncoupling.
Okay.
In other words, even Gwyneth Paltrow is annoyed by Gwyneth Paltrow. Justin Bieber's new single is called What Do You Mean? And the people who can't wait to hear it are called idiots. Goddamn idiots. Mm-hmm. And finally, Caitlyn Jenner says her masculine voice drives her nuts.
Really?
Actually, she has that backwards. It's her nuts that drive her masculine voice. That's really, that's the problem.
You're right.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
When a hot girl farts, gets me going.
Chuck the Freak.
I'll probably spank you for free gas.
Lisa Way.
Are we going to have a room full of boners in a second?
Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a quick break on this Tuesday morning. When we return, what do you feel guilty about eating? What do you feel guilty about eating? We'll open up the Riff lines and talk to you next here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
There's a 93-year-old woman proving you're never too old to hit the gym for a good workout. She hits the gym still several times a week. WWMT-TV has her story.
This 93-year-old is a machine.
There is no excuse not to be active.
Whatever you do, don't slow down. Stay sure to twist your arm.
Come on, you girl.
Just as soon as she's done toning hers.
There used to be a woman in my Pilates class that was very old. I feel like she was kicking my ass in that class.
Yeah,
I'd be in pain, like, oh, this is so hard. She was like, no problem, whatever. Got
what,
this.
You're not flexible there? Little girl in your little Lululemon? Let me show you the double scorpion leg toss. You need to go take a break? Why don't you sit over there and watch me do the crisscross applesauce?
I imagine her walking by some big dude lifting weights and being like,
oh, you sore? You sore there in your vagina?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. It is Tuesday, the 4th of August. We think Lisa's high as a kite this morning. Something's going on. She's
something's
up. She's on the weed.
I'm not
she's
on the weed.
She's got to be on the weed.
She's
be
totally
weed.
Not.
I think she's... Something's happened. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, honestly, we had a couple of days away from each other, and she's a different Lisa.
She's decided something, hasn't she?
No, yeah. I am not.
No, she's decided.
It's a whole new lifestyle. She's drinking Bob Marley coffee. She's drinking Bob Marley tea. She's telling Andy he should go to Jamaica.
Yes.
She's really selling
Jamaica
right now.
Jamaica's great. I think Andy would love it.
I would love it, probably.
It's totally meant for
you. But you're very heavy on the Jamaica today.
Yeah. And I think, really...
I'll take it down a little bit.
Something, no, don't. If you've made a life choice, that's fine. But there's clearly been some kind of... She's just going with the flow now or something?
Well, I just happened to come find that Marley coffee. That's why I bought it. I needed some coffee for work.
Uh-huh.
And then the tea was in with James that we could take.
Yeah.
I have one, so I did. It's a mellow tea, though.
Yeah.
It's a relaxation tea, which I think is awesome. And I think Dave should have some on standby in his car in case he has rage in the parking lot somewhere.
He should just be drinking these all day.
Hold on a minute. Down this.
Let me chug my relaxation tea.
It's got chamomile in it and valerian root, and it will passion flower, and it will calm you down.
I'm not sure what's happened to Lisa Way, but...
No, but I think something has. Something's like happened.
Some kind of a Jamaican awakening, a Jamaicaning.
Yeah.
It's Lisa's Jamaicaning all morning long.
play those steel drums!
Lisa has a steel drum all of a sudden. She can play it.
I don't.
She does have like a Rasta hat, though.
I do.
She does.
It was in my party hat box.
She had a hat box for her parties when she wanted to.
You could pick out a hat.
Get that party started.
Okay, so wait a second.
Pick out
I just,
a hat,
now I just realized what the party hat box was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought the party hat box was like a box that Lisa had just for herself. That if she was going to go to a party, she'd put a hat on. But the party hat box was something almost like dress up.
Yeah.
You'd pull it out and everyone at the party would put a hat on.
Yeah, you'd pick out. I had wigs. I had everything. I had props.
She pulled out her tickle trunk and you'd have to pick out something you wanted to wear.
She had a tickle trunk.
And I feel like you'd have to wear one. Like she'd make you wear
please.
One.
You don't want to be on her S list.
Right.
Most people wanted to wear one.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
I just picture her being like, Andy, somebody needs a mohawk wig. Somebody needs a mohawk wig and it's you.
I had a mullet wig. Oh, yeah. The afro. Yeah.
I would want Andy
sombrero.
And like... I think I'd want him in the Abe Lincoln hat.
Yeah.
Oh, like a stove top or a stove
pipe. Yes. I don't know if I had that, I could get it. I don't have the box anymore, really. Oh, I think if I do have some things left in it, I'd have to go and look.
She's moved on from all that. Now she's...
Things have become much more lame.
I just imagine like a party, just being like a regular party. And Lisa's like, we got to crank this bitch up.
I feel like that's what happened.
You guys ready?
These boring guys, you know what we need? The hat box!
I got a Jamaican hat on! Look at me!
Yeah, cowboy hat! Dude, that's what half of Lisa's profile pictures used to look like back in the day.
Yeah, she'd have like an afro or a hat on.
Yeah.
Crazy hat.
And we always, I remember.
So boring now.
I remember when we were like trying to figure out, you know, should, you know, we got to figure out this Lisa way. She's going to be on this show. We better get to do some scouting missions on her. And we would like look her up and like, Jesus, she is up to no good.
Well, people on Twitter are like, welcome to the dark side, Lisa Way. Lisa Way's Jamaicaning. Awesome. I hope Lisa Way shows up in Rasta style clothing tomorrow. And then someone else thinks you've snapped from your the last butthole joke you could take.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Finally just pushed you over
the edge. Something's happened, though. Yeah. She's like, I just need to just relax and go with the flow. Just take
I
it
fell
one.
In love with Jamaica years ago. Just kind of coming back around.
Yeah.
Who is she?
She had that tea and she just goes, it's a relaxation drink.
Let's get chamomile. You know what I mean. Root.
I love jerk chicken.
Who doesn't love jerk chicken?
She's like a hippie stoner all of a sudden. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'll be back to normal tomorrow.
She's drumming.
Today we think we should have a studio hat box now.
Oh, we should. Oh, should. The show's not going well.
Hat box! Chuck, are you partying?
Dude, of course I am.
You're
I'm
not partying till you put this fisherman hat on. Oh! Somebody's a crab fisherman. Go get them crabs.
I used to have my Filipino friend come over with his karaoke machine.
Yeah.
It was great.
Lisa Way's epic parties, man. Like, oh, I wish
she used to tell us, and we were like, she's hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
She parties way harder than us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know about karaoke. I think you guys would pass on that.
I don't know. I feel like her karaoke had that, like, punch mix or whatever. Like, there was some stuff going on. She be jamming.
She be jamming.
All right. As Lisa Way has her Jamaicaning, we're going to continue on here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. We want to know on the riff lines right now, what do you feel guilty about eating? Like, everyone has a moment in their life when they do something naughty with food.
Yeah.
Like, not that naughty.
Not that
naughty.
You
just had way too much. You just went on a binge. What do you feel guilty about eating? 248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743. We'll head to the riff lines and talk to you about that in just a moment.
101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think everyone on the planet has a food moment they look back on and they're not so happy about.
Oh, yeah.
Some more than others.
Yeah, some people care a lot more than other people care.
Absolutely. But there's got to be, even those people that don't care, there's still got to be a bottom out moment where you went, oh, my God, I feel real guilty about eating that. What is it for you? Was it a bunch of foods? Was it just one food you got obsessive with? What is the thing you feel guilty about eating? If you want to join us and share on the Riff Lines, 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743. Toll free, 1-855-WRIF-101, or text 4-WRIF. That's 49743. Andy, you've said before on the show that you've had some moments with ice cream.
Yeah, there's some sad ones, yeah.
That you're ashamed about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one in particular you feel guilty about?
I mean, I feel guilty about them all because, I mean, none of them were just like a light ice. I got into the ice cream a little bit. They were like, Andy.
When you're in, you're in.
Yeah, like, it's like, that's disgusting what you're doing with that ice cream. But I've been, like, trying to be healthier lately, so I haven't really had any, like, real bad moments. But I bought this chocolate milk the other day, right?
Mm-hmm. And I had been so deprived of good stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, in a movie when somebody's been walking in the desert and they haven't had water in a while and they finally get a canteen and they're just like, ugh. Like, I did that with chocolate milk.
It was pouring all over your face.
Like, I was drinking it right out of the thing, just like, no, like out of breath. Yeah, and like,
yes.
That's how much I needed that chocolate milk.
And you felt guilty after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bellyache.
Oh. That reminder.
You know, mine's from years ago. But I'll never forget the day they first brought Krispy Kreme donuts into our studio.
Oh my God, that's mine too.
And I ate a whole dozen.
Me too.
I ate one whole fresh dozen. I secretly went into my office and had a few more. Like, I just had like one and I was like, oh, these are really good, huh? And then I sneak away and eat another one.
I think they brought in, no joke, 12 dozen donuts.
Good God.
And they were just stacked up. And so I think, like, at the end of the show, everyone was like, all right, well, everybody take two boxes.
Yep.
And so I know myself, on my way home, I ate a dozen of those damn donuts.
I don't think I've ever ate a dozen donuts.
They were warm.
That's one time in my life. They were warm and fresh. Oh, I felt like hell afterwards.
I didn't.
The sugar,
it was bad.
Oh, I felt so bad.
I did think to myself, oh, that was. But see, back then, I was just doing this to myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was making poor choices. But I think the most, like and if we looked it up, it's probably terrifying. But back when they would do the supersize stuff.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I got in one stop, I got a 20-piece nugget, double quarter pounder with cheese, supersize fry, and the supersize chocolate shake. And I ate it all.
They used to supersize the shakes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a meal builder right on
there. They don't even have the stuff. You can't even build it anymore because they don't offer it.
They don't offer a double quarter pounder with cheese?
Well, they do. They probably do.
But the supersize fries.
But the supersize fries were.
Yeah, I remember those.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm adding in your double quarter pounder with cheese.
Check.
Okay.
20-piece nugget.
So now I can add to your meal.
And this is what I mean. Like, what was wrong with me? Because now I could eat one of those. I can eat just a normal quarter pounder. Like, I wouldn't even go double quarter pounder with cheese anymore. You know?
Oh, I've added up quite a few double quarter pounders.
Oh, God, you have.
I don't know.
I don't.
It wasn't working.
Okay, you got one.
I got one.
So we got that. I needed some kind of supersized fry, which I'm assuming is about a large and a medium together.
Just the double quarter pounder with cheese is 740 calories and 42 grams of fat.
Yes.
Just that.
I was still hungry. I need to eat more, Dave. I need to eat more.
It's not letting me add anymore. They're like, you're at your limit.
Oh, they don't want you to know.
You're at your limit. You can't do it.
Do not eat more than this.
It's a lot, though.
Yes.
Well, yeah. That's amateur compared to what I used to do at that place. Like,
Some damage?
I found out they had a double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac?
Yeah, it's like a secret menu item.
It's
four patties.
Four patties. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And little fat Andy used to be like, give me double it, supersize it, give it.
give it. But I did. I ate that whole thing, and I was just like, wow, I did it. Like, it shocked me that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, yeah, I got it down.
Dude, I feel like at barbecues, I have humiliating moments where I'll just, like, eat in a ridiculous amounts of meats.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have, like, four cheeseburgers and, like, three brats.
Wow.
But I sneak them, like, and I space them out so that nobody can be like, Andy's eating a lot. They're just like, he always had a brat.
Yeah. It's like your little accessory.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a moment like that, at least something you feel guilty about eating?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I mean, recently it was the Saunders Bumpy Cake ice cream. I ate a whole half gallon of that. by myself. Not proud of it. My weight is lower and that's bad. That's bad for me.
Oh yeah.
That's a lot of calories.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed a lot of calories.
This body doesn't even feel a half gallon. It's just
bring it on.
It's grease in the wheel.
What is your moment,
body?
What do you feel guilty about eating is what we want to know. Let's go to Jolly Rasta Giant. Good morning.
Morning. How's Rasta Balls, Rasta Penis?
Rasta Balls.
Rasta Penis.
So I went to Little Caesars and got a pizza. And when me and my girlfriend opened it, it was cut only one slice down the middle. So we figured we might as well just eat one slice each. And we went to Taco Bell and got the extra large burrito and wrapped the pizza around it.
You wrapped a pizza around a Taco Bell burrito?
Yes.
And ate that?
Yeah.
How did that taste?
Amazing.
Sounds like it does sound like a taste sensation.
I don't know. I'm not sure that sounds good at all.
Yeah.
Mixing those two foods. Someone says the In-N-Out Burger 18-wheeler is what they feel guilty about
what
eating.
What is this? Do you know
it's
about
gotta
this?
It's got to be 18 patties, right?
I would never order something like that.
In-N-Out 18-wheeler.
I can't guarantee I wouldn't.
18, if it's 18 patties.
Oh, it is.
Is it 18 patties?
It's 18 patties. Oh my God, look at that
never
thing.
Never heard of that.
Well, how could you do that?
There's no way.
You can't even do it. How many patties? I would get maybe 3-4 patties.
I could eat 6 patties. But I could not eat 18.
Mm-mm. I don't feel guilty after eating In-N-Out because I rarely get it.
You get it, yeah, once every couple of years. Mm-hmm.
I think that's my problem. There's a lot of things I eat that are real bad, but I don't feel the guilt. Those dozen donuts, though, I do remember saying to myself, Jesus, you just ate a dozen
I do
donuts.
Too. I it sticks with me till this day.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I still feel guilty about it.
Because I remember having the box and then two full boxes, and by the time I got home, I only had one full box. Yeah.
Dude, we're on the same page. Who knew we were both harboring the same guilt from the same day?
That was a special day.
Tragedy. Will from Madison Heights, what do you feel guilty about eating?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I can't say that I feel guilty, but I've had a bowl of Cap'n Crunch with ice cream.
You used ice cream as the milk?
No, milk and ice cream.
Oh, my.
Damn, bro.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you or anything.
I've never heard of that in my life. Cereal, milk, and ice cream?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm mad at him for putting this idea in my head.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Andy. Don't do it, Andy.
I can't promise.
He doesn't want to, but it has to happen.
Brittany, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Mm. What do you feel guilty about eating?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Venus.
Venus.
My husband's leftover birthday cake. We had a birthday party with his family, and they gave us some leftover cake, like half of the cake. And part of the cake said, "Happy birthday, Josh." And I was bored, and I wanted to eat cake, and he wasn't home, so I ate pretty much all of the cake, and I made sure I ate the piece that said his name, so his name wasn't on the leftovers anymore.
I understand that.
Oh, God, you can't leave a cake lying around.
I think I probably have done that before.
A cake has a shelf life around me about 12 hours.
A full cake.
Yeah. But,
dude, I've done unspeakable things to like a sheet cake where it's like, it's this cake is designed for 50 people. 25 people showed up, so half of it's gone.
Yeah.
The other 25, me.
You. And then do you do it like slowly? Like
with a fork.
You know, like you keep going back for more.
Yeah, I just take little bits.
You walk away, come back, get some more anytime you walk past it.
My fatness doesn't really occur to me until like I realize how it affects other people.
Oh, really?
And I was in Vegas and I went to a steakhouse and a really nice one, and they had this steak sauce that was just amazing. So this like skinny little waitress chick comes up to me and I'm like, that sauce is so good, I could just drink it. And her reaction literally was one of disgust. She said, oh.
Like you were going to drink it.
I was
goodness.
Like, just kidding and stuff. But she was like,
you're not kidding.
This guy is gross.
Yeah.
Or she was just stupid and didn't get the joke
of
it.
Possibly.
She actually thought you wanted to drink it.
I probably would have, though, Lisa.
It was that good.
It was good steak sauce.
Let's head to the Riff Lines and talk to Colin from Wyandotte. What do you feel guilty about eating, Colin?
Well, I've eaten a lot of things in my days. But probably the worst thing I've probably eaten was the crave case at White Castle, which which is like 30 sliders or something like that.
Oh, this is like supposed to be shared with people, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I said the entire thing.
Oh. It's 30 sliders?
Yeah.
Dude.
I got a max on White Castle before the...
Oh, they slide right out of you?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. I think the most I've done is 10. Two. No,
I think I've done 10.
That's all I could do.
I've easily done 10. I bet James has just done ungodly things. But
with White Castle?
No, I think his Taco is probably more Taco Bell.
I was going to say, I've almost killed the whole crave case at White Castle, too.
Oh, you did?
Have
you
really? Yeah, but I mean, I've eaten like $25 worth of Taco Bell in one sitting.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of. But I mean, I don't feel guilty about it. Like,
no,
because
I loved all the food I ate. But I mean, I can look back and say, wow. I mean, that was a different guy back then.
Like, there's times when there's like leftover cake or donuts that we have in the morning. I'll feel guilty. Like, I wait till everybody leaves. And then I'm like, oh, there's nobody around. So no one's going to know if I sneak another donut or a piece of cake.
No one's around.
Dude, if there was no one around, I would just eat everything that we got.
Oh, and like, so then I always worry, like, if one of you guys were to walk in and I would just look up and I have like frosting all over my face, like, I didn't eat it. It wasn't me.
James. I would be like, James, let me comfort you.
Now, okay, keep in mind, Chuck, I don't have the supersized version. So your meal was worse than this.
Yes, yeah.
But I did the math on that meal you had.
Mm-hmm.
3,270 calories.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
160 grams of fat.
Yep, all the fat in my whole left leg.
160 grams of fat, and that's one meal.
Yeah, it was so good. And add some honey. You better add about six honeys to that, too. And I just sat in my car. I just, like, literally just, like, pulled right to the parking spot.
So these
spot.
Were just the large, so yeah. I'm sure you're topping at least 4,000 calories. When
did you put the shake in there?
I put the shake in.
Okay.
But it was still just a large, not a supersize.
Oh, yeah, because like I said, they don't make it anymore. You can't.
So you were over 4,000 calories and probably over 200 grams of fat in one meal. That is unbelievable.
And I think the supersize shake, the old school one that was that big.
It was a tub of shake.
It was that huge
It's like a
cup.
Bucket.
It has to be like double their large now.
Mm-hmm.
Has to.
They have those Cinnabon things at Taco Bell. Those little.
Still haven't tried them.
I haven't either. And I'm not. I'm intentionally not trying them because I feel like I would eat my weight in them.
You can get them in a 4-pack or a 12-pack, right?
I think I'll go 12.
Yeah. So I was with my lady.
Yeah.
And, I was like, I'm gonna get some of those, and then. She was like, cool, what are you getting, like 4-pack? I'm like, I'm getting the 12-pack.
Yeah.
Like it turned into Ken.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, shut up, I'm eating 12. I need it.
Sometimes you snap a little bit.
Yeah, and
you
then
know?
I ordered it, and then as I'm eating it, I'm just like, I'm disgusting.
Oh, my God. Did she eat any?
No.
No.
I didn't allow her to.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a thing.
I needed all 12.
This one came in. I've ordered an extra gravy from KFC. And just drank it as my drink with my meal.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Whoa.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. That I didn't try it.
To drink?
Gravy.
Mm. No, drink, sir. A gravy.
Yes, a glass of gravy.
Oh, that's so gross. That is so gross.
That's disgusting.
God, that's good.
Oh, my. You take a bite of chicken, you wash it down with a sip.
You have to have it on a warmer. Because gravy, when it gets cold, is not good.
No.
Oh, that's disgusting. Scott from Waterford, what do you feel guilty about eating?
New ice cream.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good, man.
I used to eat really bad when I was in high school, and one of the worst things I ate, we got at this place that serves custard by my house, and they had a monster shake that was 40 ounces of custard, and I used to get it with Oreo and peanut butter put in. And that was basically my dinner a couple of days a week when I got off school.
So that's almost the size of your supersize, your old supersize shake. Because that was 48 ounces. That was 40 ounces.
Wow, that's amazing.
Of custard.
Mm. That's good, though. I'll take it. I'd take that right now.
All these, like, fat memories are flooding into my brain now. Like, I bought, you can get a tub of Philadelphia cream cheese cheesecake mix. And you're supposed to put it on a cake for people, but I just took a spoon to it.
You just ate it.
I just ate it right out of the tub. Like, I might as well have slathered it right on my body.
Injected it into yourself. This person, you know, I feel the exact same way about this too, Cinnabon. Every time, I may have a Cinnabon once a year. every time I do, I feel so guilty because it's so good, but I know it's so horrible. One Cinnabon is 879 calories and 36 grams of fat.
That's why I never have it.
That's one of those things I don't feel guilty about it because it's so good that I don't allow myself to. The guilt I feel is how much I paid for the thing.
It is expensive, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
That smell gets me every time.
Well, I think that was what led to that Starbucks thing. I decided I wasn't going to get a Cinnabon, and Lise was like, well, Starbucks has some stuff you might want to try there. And then it was like $18 for just like a tiny cookie. I could have got like six Cinnabons
for the same price.
Yeah.
Back to the riff lines we go. We want to know.
Should have.
Yeah. What do you feel guilty about eating? James from Flint.
I almost swore.
Hey, one night we were having a couple of beers, and then we decided to get some bacon bratwurst and three slabs of bacon. On top of it, we had a whole rack of ribs. So what we did, we just wrapped up all of the ribs and the bratwurst all with bacon, just double, triple rolls of just bacon all over it.
Yes.
You wrapped the ribs in bacon?
Mm-hmm. In bacon, yeah, with toothpicks and... it was just a cholesterol heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, that's too much for me. I love bacon. I love ribs, but you don't need to combine them. I'm all that stuff wrapped in bacon. I'm not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you know, because I think the thing that affected me the most that I've ever eaten was that burger that I got at the Cheesecake Factory that they don't make anymore. It was the pulled pork burger, pulled pork cheeseburger, where it was a cheeseburger. Giant cheeseburger with just a ton of pulled pork on top of it. That made me, it gave me the meat sweats. It shut me down. It shut me down. That McDonald's meal didn't shut me down. I was like good to go.
Because it wasn't all meat.
This thing shut me down. The second thing that almost shut me down was the Ernie's sandwich that I got that was all meat.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how much meat he put it? Because like all the jizz and jazz that you guys like.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I'll just load you up with meat.
Yeah, I did fine off that sandwich. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those sandwiches.
Oh, my. I mean, I ate the living crap out of it. I'd eat another one right now, but it was tough.
What do you feel guilty about eating is what we want to know on the Riff Lines right now. Let's go to Sean from Howell. Hey, Sean.
Hey. Penis false.
Penis.
False. So I bought a family pack of Snickers ice cream bar, and there's eight in a pack. Oh. I was going to buy it so I could have one after each night of work.
Child.
Each one is like 180 calories, and I ate eight of them.
Oh, yeah. I can't buy a box of ice cream. When I lived by myself, that's just what I did. Mm-hmm. I would buy like a package of drumsticks. That was for that day.
Yeah,
like I knew. Like,
you bought a package of drumsticks for one day?
I knew if I bought a package of drumsticks, that was not going to make it through 24 hours.
Someone on Twitter said what they feel guilty about eating is the Arby's Meat Mountain. And I don't even know what that is. It's from their secret menu. Oh, my God. It's like one of
everything they have on there.
You remember when they brought those in for us?
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about it.
And it actually tasted delicious.
That was amazing.
Chicken tenders, ham, roast turkey, Swiss cheese, corned beef, Angus steak, brisket, cheddar cheese, roast beef, and bacon.
No, dude, and it was really good.
I had blocked that out of my memory.
Yeah.
It's
$10.
Yeah, I'll eat a meat mountain.
And that guy had two of them.
Oh, God. Well.
Oh, that's diabetes right there. That's not good. Yeah, we shouldn't be having there. That. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Cut my feet off.
Hey, not bad.
What do you feel guilty about eating?
One fat Tuesday. I don't really feel guilty about it. I actually brag about it. I ate 16 poonchkis over the course of a 10-hour work day.
Oh, my God.
Poonchki day. Poonchkis are, luckily I don't like them.
I don't like them.
I find them sickening. They're way too sweet. They're, you know, I know there's people around here that love them. They wait for that day every year. James, when we sent you out on Poonchki day a few years ago, didn't you eat a whole bunch that day too? I remember you confessing that you had quite a few.
I might eat a whole bunch of poonchkis every fat Tuesday. but yeah, I think I went and I picked up like a dozen and I think I ate most of them myself. I mean, I was down there. We're in Rome, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, no, I don't listen. I have to, on Poonchki Day, I have to stay away from them. because if I get too close.
They bring them here and I'll even eat the ones I don't like.
Oh, I won't. I thank God a lot of them I don't like. Yeah. But if they got the custard inside of it or whatever, just you don't want it, I'm going to do to it.
Matt, what do you feel guilty about eating?
I am.
Well, I didn't really eat this, but me and my friends take this week-long vacation every year. And a couple years back, by Monday morning, so from Saturday to Monday, the four of us drank about like 100, 120 beers. And one of us thought it'd be a great idea to try for 500. And by Thursday, we blew that out of the water, and we're nearing 750 before we decided to call it quits.
Hold on. 750 beers in a week?
Weekend. Yeah.
Week?
In a week.
Yeah, Saturday to Saturday, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's unbelievable you're alive.
Yeah, we were averaging about 35 a day apiece, and it was pretty much just wake up, and my one friend who made the suggestion, he'd be throwing beer cans at us sleeping, saying, 500 of the drink itself, get up! And, yeah, it was awful.
Oh, that's not good, dude. That's, you shouldn't do like a drinking challenge.
Dude, I couldn't. If I drank 35 beers.
I couldn't do 35 in a week. I got to say that. No. I'm ashamed of my Irish community, but I know I couldn't do 35 beers in a week.
So it's seven a day.
It would destroy me.
I can't drink seven beers in a day and then like be okay the next day to drink another seven. No, I'm out for a couple days.
So many people have texted us or tweeted us about Tony's.
Tony's.
In Birch Run.
I've never gone
there. I've been there once and I told you I was so grossed out we left.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe literally the piles of food. I know James went there a little while ago.
James.
It was awesome. I don't know how you could leave. How do you walk away from a BLT that big?
I've never been so grossed out in a restaurant. I know people love it and they're going to blast me for it, but seeing someone sit down to like 15 pancakes or literally like four chickens and a bucket of gravy, one person, I went, oh my God, we can't. This is horrible.
It's the most un-American thing Dave has ever said.
Yeah, it is.
I got ashamed of you. Of a screaming eagle. I need to.
I don't know,
back.
But the Statue of Liberty. Screaming, you just shed one tear when she heard you say that, Dave.
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. And so the BLT features a whole pound of bacon, right?
I don't know if it's a pound and a half. I don't know. All I know is this sandwich was as big as my head, and it was all just layers of bacon stacked all the way up.
It's a 1 pound of deep fried bacon, so not just regular bacon. They deep fry all that bacon, and they put it in a BLT.
Hmm. I'm going there.
Next time I go by Pan Sandy, I'll take you with me.
No, I've never been.
This
place is insane, I guess.
Yeah.
Like
I remember you guys talking about it before, and the bacon, I remember last time being like, must get.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, a lot of these things, you know, now I think about that I could just drop dead at any second, and so I try not to do it. But back, like, 20-year-old Chuck the Freak had no problems with this type of stuff.
Just is occurring to me now how naturally I always opted to be like a big, fat, gross man.
Like, it's my go-to.
But you know what I mean? Like, even grocery shopping or anything now, like my natural inclining to be huge and fat and gross, it happens alarmingly. Like, if I don't have somebody that's saying, don't.
Yeah.
If I don't have somebody saying that to me, I'm going to be 800 pounds.
Yeah, you need someone to stop you.
Yeah.
Amro, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. What do you feel guilty about eating?
Well, the food isn't actually that bad. It's just I'm a Muslim, and I've been eating pork for like the past 2 years.
Oh, you're going to hell, huh?
I don't blame them, though.
Right.
Bacon?
That's got to be a real tough go. Anyone who can't eat pork, that's tough.
Yeah, because, you know.
Can the Jews eat pork? I don't think they can, right? Well, let's find out, I guess. We'll have to get. I don't think that the Jews can eat the pork.
I'm not sure.
Like, the strict.
Maybe they can if it's prepared.
I have a feeling that Jason, because he's not the best Jew. I have a feeling Jason's had some pork for the
years. He's not the best Jew.
He's not the best Jew.
He's not holding up the shalom, guys.
Shalom. So, Jason, where did you stand on pork?
I'm guilty, too. I love pork.
Yeah. But you're not supposed to eat it?
No, technically, like, Orthodox Jews aren't supposed to eat it, you know, if you follow the kosher laws and all that.
Yeah, it's definitely not kosher.
It is not kosher.
But you are a bad Jew and you've eaten it.
I'm a horrible Jew, I guess.
Do you think that if, like, just that whole region was just, we just made a bunch of pulled pork sandwiches for them, that it could cause world peace?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think I hope so too.
That'd be great. We should try it out.
I know.
Send me out there with the Jew horn and I'll just let them all know about pulled pork for everybody.
He's like, shofar! Shareem Chua!
Yeah, he blows his Jew horn, they all come running, and he gives them some pork.
Yeah.
A dream.
It's witnessed here. All the best with that dream. Back to your Jew cave.
Away I go.
When we were in Miami a few years ago with the kids, we were there for Thanksgiving, and we went out Thanksgiving morning for breakfast, and most of the places were closed, but there was like this Jewish area where they were like, screw Thanksgiving, we're opening.
Yeah.
And, but they didn't have any pork. That's how I know. There was nothing. The kids were like, can we have some bacon? She was like, oh, no.
Oh,
she
wow.
She was like disgusted that my kids asked for bacon.
Huh. Hey, man, the kids have it figured out. Yes. You don't, lady.
Bacon's so good.
It is.
Oh, bacon is the best.
No, like, honestly, most of the pig. I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. Most
yeah,
of
right.
the pig.
You're right.
Pigs are delicious.
You know, like,
ribs.
Just
pork ribs.
Pick a spot.
Pulled pork.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Ham.
Pick sure. a spot.
Oh, my God. I love a pig. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you?
It's good.
Good.
We're doing pretty good. We want to know, what do you feel guilty about eating?
People eat the hooves.
They do pickle the pig's feet.
Vagina.
He feels bad about
it. You feel guilty about eating vagina.
Oh, sure.
Why is that?
When there's hair down there, it gets stuck in your teeth.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joe. I was waiting for one of those.
Yeah.
I can't believe you waited on hold that long just to say that.
Dude,
you waited that long on hold just to make that statement. And I thought I got problems with my life.
Not as bad as him, James.
No.
Dave. I enjoy prostate massages.
Chuck the Freak.
Stick that thing right up there and go get it.
Lisa Way.
I guess his penis told him it was a good idea.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
Someone said, speaking of Tony's, three words, 12 egg omelets. Mm. You get a dozen eggs in your omelet.
How many eggs normally make an omelet?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
America.
Yeah.
America. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back in just a moment, we will get to a check of Riff News. We joked that the Canadian hitchhiking robot would never make it through America. Were we right? Scientists have finally found a hangover cure that works. What is it? A woman files for divorce, citing possibly the meanest reason ever. Mm. What did she cite? And where are the 10 most painful places to get a tattoo? We'll get to those stories and much more when we return. You've got Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
You know, of course, if you comment or like something on Facebook, it appears in everyone else's feed.
It's kind of random, right? And I was on at the perfect time to see that my Facebook friend Ken liked one of those
inspirational
quotes. Mm-hmm. It says, life is for deep kisses, strange adventures, midnight swims, and rambling conversation.
Apparently that's my new mantra. I actually was going to go get it tattooed on my lower back.
In your Ken voice, if you could, just read how these would sound.
Are you ready? Life is too short to be anything but happy. So kiss slowly, love deeply, forgive quickly, take chances, and never have regrets. Forget the past, but remember what it taught you. That is the stupidest
Thank you, Ken. I really was.
Yeah. Are you inspired?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.